So, you got the new group to fix it, but why'd you drop the DJ from your name?
Because, see that shit that dude was doing? That Bone Thugs and Harmony's DJ was doing, all that
Yeah.
I stopped doing that, unfortunately, because I didn't really believe in it like that. I stopped practicing too early, you know, and I went to rap, and I had to make a choice to either be the MC or the DJ. But I kept the DJ because I still did the beats and I still scratched on my records. But live, I had to be an MC. So I've always been torn. That shit's always been like hot wire, you know, black wire for me. And it's hard to do them both. You can't be the DJ and the MC because you got to be out there, you know, rocking the people, and then you got to go back there and mind the turntable. So, and plus, I'm watching the new DJs like learn just some other cool shit. Like when I watched this dude named DJ Melody, at one of our local DJs in LA. Julio G discovered back in, I don't want to say the year, but it was like 93, maybe 94, whatever, and he introduced crab scratching, and it was just something that was unique to us, like, and I never figured it out. I couldn't get, it wasn't, you know, I'm used to like blur scratching, like where you scoop the record up and bend it and just wiggle that motherfucker while you're just working the fader, but to see these dudes crab scratching where they switched it up, that the hand on the record was doing less movement, but the fader hand was doing everything, and it was just like, they crossed my signal, so I quit. So I dropped the DJ because I'm, you know, I don't do orbiting and scratching. I'd rather leave that to the young, new, hot DJs that's doing it.
All right. There's a recent song you produced with Exhibit, Rampart Division.
Uh-huh.
That was a really awesome song. So
y'all like it?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? You know who co-produced it, believe it or not? The Bomb Squad, Hank Shockley, really? And them, you know, the Public Enemy beast producers. Yeah, Keith Shockley, actually. We were, I did that in New York. I went to New York with X.
Oh, wow.
He flew me out there. We got out there. We started having a good time. He booked Sony Studios. So ironic. Kanye West just so happened to be in the studio working with Patti LaBelle on some shit, and we were in the other studio, so we was, like, listening to each other's, like, vibes. So I'm going, damn, I'm sitting up there, like, trying to come up with a beat. And I wasn't feeling it at first, right? Like, damn, you know, we getting bombarded by Kanye and all the bass and shit. And X was like, come on, quick, relax, man. Just relax. Just come on. I know you're going to do it. Just relax. Just get to it. I'm like, X, man, god damn. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I started hearing the melody in the room. You know, New York is its own environment for music. Yeah, creativity is wicked out there. It's dope. Like, it's a lot. Like, anything sparks an inspiration out there. So, I start hearing the melody, la 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 la, la 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 la, and I start humming like la la la. Let's just see if I can get a head nod. And I got one guy's head nod, and he was like, and that's all it took. So I start playing on synthesizer, la 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 la, and he was like, so it just came from there. It came from a simple idea. So I put the drums together, did some weird drums I never heard before. This crazy snap clap combination, and X was liking it. X was grooving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we you know, X start writing to it, I start finishing the music, I start writing, like, you know, a bridge and shit, like different little chords and shit, and Keith Shockley was like, yeah, son, that's it, son, yeah, keep going, put that sound in, you know, I write it, finished it, we put it on tape, and X was, you know, it was, the trip part about it was, it rocked the whole room. Like, we were all sitting there going, like, this is crazy. We went outside to listen to it just to see what the bass was doing, and it sounds was vibrating everything in the lobby. It's like, you see plaques and shit moving and fixtures, like it was like, I think this is an okay record, you know what I mean? And he was like, I like it. So, I mean, I would have literally did it for free for X. I would never charge X because of where we come from, you know. I worked with him over at Aftermath, you know, with Dre.
Yeah.
And it was just fun that he could do that. And then he wanted to do, like, a crazy voice with it. So
yeah,
we did a live kind of chop and screw type of thing, but just retarded his voice in a Eventide H3000 or H3500. And he rapped why he heard himself being freaked like that. So for him to be Exhibit, but hear his voice coming out like retarded on the tape, it was just a dope energy. It was like we split reality with fiction.
So he was rapping normally?
Yeah, he did that the whole time.
Oh, well, I thought he always just kind of changed his voice because he's done that a couple of times. Like,
no, he was rapping through like a program. It was sick.
Man, that's awesome.
It was fun. Thank you, man.
Right.
I like that record a lot.
You mentioned, like, working with Dre, Aftermath, all that. Are you doing anything with Detox and talking about that anymore?
He hasn't called yet. Like, and I don't want to bug him. But, you know, my position has always been whatever the good doctor needs from me, I'm there.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
All right. And then, let's see. Are you always in the studio, like, in between albums? Or, like, if you aren't in the studio for a while, does it take you a while to get your rhythm back?
Like, yeah, it's just like there. It's just like anything that you have to maintain keeping your chops up. Like, you have to practice anything. Like, basketball players have to stay in shape. Baseball, soccer players, they have to keep running to stay loose. When you lose, like, when you stay out of school for an extended amount of time, you get a little rusty. We ain't ashamed to admit that you will get rusty, you know. So the cool thing about it is, if you stay in the studio long enough and you get your rhythm back and you got people grooving, then you can build hot records from that moment. It's momentum. You got to build the momentum back up, you know. And I love it. Like, right now, we're getting the momentum up right now. It's sick right now. So sick in the studio. It's new, and we're doing new shit we've never heard of before. Like, we grew up on all the shit, and it'd be retarded for us to just go back and do, you know, be redundant and do stuff we've done already.
Mm-hmm. This guy right here is a sick fucking synthesizer, drum program.
AMG the Texas, yeah, baby. Can't work with that. Play it. Download it, buy it, Men Ain't Life.
He's part of the reason we got signed.
Pimp.
So you guys on there for the whole album or just a single?
I have the room. Tell him, G, are we on there for the whole album or the single?
Album.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Crazy on his
Let's see. As far as, like, the Midnight Life new album, like, what's the sound going to be like on the music?
It's
like something totally weird.
You know what it is? It's not electronica. It's not techno. It's not drum and bass. It's not jungle. It's not gangster rap. It's not R&B, hip-hop. It's not jazz. It's not East Coast. It's not West Coast. What it is that we're buying a bunch of new equipment, like a bunch of new sounds, a bunch of new, like, we're using German, you know, technology, like, you know, all the native instrument shit. You know, a bunch of plugins now. We're all into Arcturia shit, you know, Logic 7, Pro Tools HD, and, you know, hard disk recorders, and dope fucking 24-bit, 192K sampling ADDs and shit, and D to A. So we're just building a strictly new sound. It's actually going to be bigger than analog. It's a digital record, but it's going to sound, now the technology has caught up to what we, you know, what we were back 10 years ago. It's there. It's going to be a real advanced sound. You know, it's all, it's crazy clean, it's warm, it's minimalist production, but it's broad, it's band, and it's wide. Like,
that's exactly what you want for everything.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Like, it freaks children out, like, to hear the shit. Like, they get to, it makes them, it's like candy to them. It's like hyper, they get hyper off of it. And you can't beat that.
Sounds fucking ridiculous, dude.
It's fun. Watch when you hear this. We're working on the second single right now. We had to stop to come do the show, but we're writing a song right now in the studio. It's on the desk. Like, when we leave here and go back to it, we gotta go finish it. It's gonna be sick.
Tonight.
Sick. Yeah, we're going back to it.
What's the name of that song?
Name of the song is called Doe. It's like a stripper record. It's a record for the pole. But anybody can bounce to, when you hear it, like, the bass is purpose. First of all, it's going to cost us probably about $600 in speakers just to mix the record, because we're going to blow speakers during the movies. The low end is like, it's just like this. It's all it does, and it won't let you go. Like, it'll move your pants here. It's the low end theory at its finest. Shouts out to fucking Five Call Quest.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I've been this happy about anything in a long time. I mean, I've had my dismal, you know, independent fucking, you know, fiasco, debacle, fucking, you know, situation.
Right?
Oh, poor bungalow. Like, wow, why would they be that? Like, why would they be a wolf in sheep's clothing? You know what I mean? When they could have been a serious standout label, but they went for the small money instead of the big money. They all just, you know, snatch and grab. You know, they actually, they give the industry a bad name. Like, they make it bad for certain people. I can't believe that Casey Haley put out an album on their label, and they're the same people that put out a record on that guy Corey, the one that the American Idol that was supposed to have sex with Paula Abdul. They put out a record on him.
They did?
Yeah.
I know that. Yeah, I saw Casey's album.
I couldn't believe it.
I was like, wow. All right. Are you going to put, like, there's a lot of unreleased tracks we've all heard, like, on the internet and all that, like, just from back in the day or whatever. Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought of putting that up online, like, on MySpace? You could put it up on your MySpace and sell them or something like that, because everyone really wants to hear a lot of this stuff.
If they're unreleased, then that means that they weren't good enough for prime time back then, and they probably won't be now. Like, when people go in the vaults and dig records out, they still need to use discretion, because those records might not be commercially viable.
Yeah.
You know, you still want to entertain your crowd. You don't want to just hear, you know, I don't want to play demos for my audience. They expect more than that, for me at least.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
We heard this one. This is just like a simple version. We heard this track called "Swallow Me," and you did it on the one-on-one, like on the intro.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Oh, that beat. Don't really get, well, no, any topic is just gonna be just fine as long as I get to hear it from behind. Y'all heard that?
Yeah. Well, we heard the instrumental, but we never heard the actual song.
Yeah,
I was wondering.
Buried.
Is because, it not that good? Like,
well, it wasn't that. It wasn't that good. The music was trippy.
I love that instrumental. It's awesome.
Thank you. The lyrics were just too misogynistic, and I saw whenever I get a wrinkle from a girl's face, like if I see this shit, it's not sexy. But if this goes up and this doesn't move, it's a good record. I read facial expressions. I know it was one that girls didn't really dig, but they liked 101. It was both of those records were the same, like 101 and Stroke Me. Soak Me, whatever it was called back then. They were one record was built as a 7-minute thing.
Oh, really?
And I just went on and cut it in half and just used.
Oh, that's why I took it to.
That's why you hear it fade in and then it blossoms into one of them. Time to go.